Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 24th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the subject matter for today. Well, the first segment is called Terrible Mistakes, and when it comes to personalities, statistics, policies, results, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And the Trump lockdown folly really does rank among the greatest blunders ever committed by a US president. So I will be talking at length about this this morning. Then we will talk about how the country is hurtling towards a cliff, putting millions of Americans' lives and livelihoods in danger. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs. Businesses across the country closed their doors as part of a planned shutdown. And there are even signs that the recovery is dissipating. People and state and local governments are in dire need of financial assistance. So there's a lot to talk about, and I shall rise, hopefully, to the challenge. So then we will talk about future unemployment and how it really is quite realistic to project that the number of unemployed will rise to 38 million from 32 million, which is a 25% rate of unemployment. The V-shaped recovery was nothing but a brief fantasy. So then we come on to how the mainstream media is reporting what is arguably the single dumbest Russia vape story of all time, and it has some pretty stiff competition. Then I will discuss how this ridiculous stock market speculation has been encouraged by the Fed. The incentive structure created by easy money means corporate America's cash flow generation and balance sheet capacity are being sucked dry. Well, then we are going to talk about what happens when the Civil War breaks out. if there is to be a war, certain expectations, even hallowed traditions, come into play. We're looking at the basis for a full-scale legitimacy crack-up. And finally, a few words on trust. The standards for a reserve currency are even higher given their status in global trade and finance. Throughout history, there have been many reserve currencies, and they have all failed eventually, every one. Well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but if you have no preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they deal with current affairs, and current affairs of today are probably fresher in your mind and will give you a better chance to see how I deal with them. So, to finish, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email address, which you will need to order 3 shows if you so wish. It is, by the way, my address on the Podbean page at the top, but if you wish to write it down, it is as follows. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook address, which is available to you all for free, as is my Twitter one. The Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, all lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address, which has the one-liners, which are too short, really, for the Facebook page, comes via www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Again, my initials, RM and Wake Up Call. Lowercase, all one word, no punctuation, rmwakeupcall. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will take my leave. I will wish you again a very warm and happy weekend, and I will be back. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call on Monday with another idea of what you can expect for the show. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.